Scouter Stan. Let's talk a little bit about trading patches at summer camp. Yeah, that can be a little bit of a craziness going on within your unit. Patch trading is a tradition of scouting. Most patch trading starts off without any particular goals in mind. And quickly, the person trading patches discovers that they are interested in a type of patch collecting, whether it be council strips, jamboree, high adventure, you name it. There's a lot of different patches out there that represents all the fun activities we do in scouting. There's even badges. A lot of traders go between badges and patches. Patches kind of defines down to everyday or temporary patches that are used to represent something fun. A badge, on the other hand, is usually something worn on the uniform, whether it be a rank, a square knot, that kind of thing. But also, that falls into the council strips, which is also worn on the uniform. So there's a lot of back and forth between patch and badge. Now, back to trading patches at summer camp. Many scout units choose to go out of state for their summertime activity. When this happens, you want to make sure that if you plan to do some patch trading, you need to bring patches from your area. Council strips, OA flaps. These are the things that they'll be looking for when you get to this out-of-state camp. Many units choose to stay with their local camp, and that's fine because there are units from out-of-state coming to that camp. Now, all too often, a camp will have its own trading post, which will have all of the local patches. So if you're not into trading, you could still get a patch of where and what you want. But trading patches is a critical thing. I highly recommend that troops and even Cub Scout packs start trading patches. The reason for this is quite simple. This is a great example of using the Scout Oath and the Scout Law in a practical situation. It's critical that we give an opportunity to our youth to really put the Scout Oath and Scout Law into practice. Patch trading is a wonderful way to do that. In your local district or council, will have patch trading events. And as a regular attendee of Roundtable, you're aware of it. Make sure that your activities include visiting these patch trading events. Some are called patcheries or patcherama. It varies. It depends on your area. Many of the youth at these events are given patches and basic instructions on how to trade patches. The negotiation process that goes on with patch trading is a critical skill later in life. And using the Scout Oath and Scout Law in this way, very safe way, scouts can start to learn how to practice what we've been preaching. So trading patches at summer camp is a fun activity for the youth and for the adults. A lot of times, the scout camp will have a special day set aside to recognize the Order of the Arrow. Make sure that you have some flaps from your local OA to exchange. Also, when heading off to summer camp, remember to bring your sash. Summer camp is a wonderful and memorable time for many scouts and scouters, and we do so much for our scouts. Help them learn how to trade patches using the Scout Oath and Scout Law. That is a critical skill they'll use their entire life. And until next time, I will see you on the trail.